Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak, maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, maybe I'll lose. Maybe I'm in for crying blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless, nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Brought to us by Frank Sinatra, a recording that he made in 1950 with the orchestra of George Serravo and the wonderful trumpet of Billy Butterfield. And that's who we'll be celebrating this morning, the work of one of the finest trumpeters in popular music and jazz. And that's Billy Butterfield. As far as I know, that's the only time they were teamed up together on a record, and two leaders in their respective fields. We'll certainly celebrate the music of Billy Butterfield this morning. He had one of the loveliest tones on the trumpet. He was certainly equally at home on lush ballads and hot jazz, as we'll hear this morning. And we have a broad selection of his music over the earlier part of his career to bring to you this morning. Well, he was born Charles William Butterfield on January the 14th, 1917, in Middleton, Ohio. He started out studying the cornet, as did many musicians at that time, later switched to the trumpet, and ultimately, later on in his career, added the flugelhorn to his repertoire of instruments. Well, some accounts suggest that he may have studied medicine for a while, but all agree that he was playing with bands while he was still a teenager, working with the ones led by Austin Wiley and Andy Anderson, before moving on to join the orchestra that was led by Bob Crosby in 1937. So at the tender age of 20, he was already in the big time. And it was with that band that he came to national prominence, appearing on many recordings with the full orchestra and the smaller group, the Bobcats, one of the greatest of the jazz combos in the 30s and 40s. Well, in 1940, he moved on to join an orchestra led by Artie Shaw, and he played with that band and also with the smaller group led by Artie Shaw, which was the famous Gramercy Five. While he was with those orchestras, as I said, he played both with the orchestras and with the smaller groups and produced some very, very nice numbers with the band and with the groups. We're going to hear three of them now, and we'll start with a number that he recorded with the Bobcats from 1940. And this, as I say, was one of the greatest of the smaller jazz groups, and Billy was one of its key members. And they're going to bring us this morning a number written by Tom Delaney, a very famous jazz standard, Jazz Me Blues. Excuse me. Then we're going to go back a couple of years to 1938, and we will hear the orchestra featuring the trumpet of Billy Butterfield on a number written, actually, specially for him and for his wonderful tone on the trumpet. And at this point, he's only 21, so he's already pretty well established as a major performer. Bob Haggart wrote the number, and Johnny Burke along with him, and it is What's New. Then we're going to move forward to 1940 again. He's now with the Artie Shaw Orchestra, and he, with that orchestra, did a marvellous trumpet piece on the Hoagy Carmichael standard, Stardust. Three numbers featuring the trumpet of Billy Butterfield. Thank you.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the work of one of the finest trumpeters in jazz and popular music, and that is Billy Butterfield. We've been listening to some of the recordings he made earlier on in his career with two of the big bands that he worked with in the 30s and early 40s, with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. We heard him with Jazz Me Blues, actually with the smaller group, the Bobcats, from 1940. We also heard him with the full Bob Crosby Orchestra on What's New, and then with Artie Shaw and his orchestra on the Hoagy Carmichael special, Stardust. Well, over the next 2 years, Billy Butterfield spent time with several other big bands, including the ones led by Benny Goodman and by Les Brown. That took him up to 1942, and then he ended up joining the army and serving in World War II. By the end of the war, he was back and set up his own orchestra and began some recording for the Capitol label. Unfortunately, though, for Billy and the musicians, this kind of coincided with a change in public tastes in music and the decline in the big band phenomenon. And band leaders were struggling to keep their outfits going. So it was a relatively short-lived big band, unfortunately. And he broke up the band in the late 1940s and returned to the studio, where he pretty well spent most of the rest of his career, which is good for us because he left us many wonderful recordings. He recorded often with smaller groups, like the one we've heard, and often on bigger production numbers, which featured the major vocalists, like the very first one that opened the show with Frank Sinatra. We're going to hear three of the numbers he recorded in the mid-40s with smaller groups. And we're going to hear two numbers that he recorded for the Commodore label, and this is with drummer George Wetling and the group he led, the Rhythm Kings, which is Billy Butterfield, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Wilbur de Paris on trombone, Dave Bauman on piano, Bob Haggart of Bob Crosby fame on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And we will hear them first with a number called Heebie Jeebies, which was written by Boyd Atkins. And we will also hear them with a very sweet and gentle number called Blues for Stew, that was written by George Wetling himself, both from 1944. In between, we're going to hear him from the same year, possibly also for the Commodore label, though I'm not sure, but it was in April 1944 that he got together in the studio with pianist Johnny Guarnieri, who he actually had played with when he was with the Artie Shaw Band, excuse me, and amongst other musicians, saxophonist Lester Young. And they recorded four tracks that day. We're going to hear one of them, which is These Foolish Things, which was written by Jack Strachey and Harry Link. Three songs featuring Billy Butterfield, and we'll start with Heebie Jeebies with George Wetling and his Rhythm Kings, followed by These Foolish Things and Johnny Guarnieri.
Thank you. Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the work of one of the finest jazz and popular music musicians, that's what I'm trying to say, Billy Butterfield. Just a lovely, lovely tone on the trumpet as we're hearing this morning. We heard him in two numbers with George Wetling and his Rhythm Kings from 1944. We started with Heebie Jeebies, and we've ended with Blues for Stew. And we, in between, we heard him with the group led by Johnny Guarnieri, also from 1944, and the number These Foolish Things. Well, we've got quite a few more songs with Billy Butterfield this morning, and we're going to move on to some of the numbers he recorded later in his career and also with accompanying vocalists. But first of all, I thought it would be fun, as I was doing the work on preparing the program, I looked at some of the jazz reviewers and music critics on the internet, and interested to see that they're all unanimous in praising the style of Billy Butterfield, which is says something because they're not always completely unanimous in their praise of some of the jazz artists. For instance, I'll just mention some of the comments to you. From Christopher Popper from the BigBandLibrary.com, his comment was that Butterfield blew his horn in a relaxed style with lyrical ideas and a big, pure tone that helped to enhance the bands of others. Great praise, that. Scott Yano from the All Music Guide talked about Butterfield as being a versatile pre-bop trumpeter with a beautiful tone. Could play pretty ballads and heated Dixieland with equal skill. Well, we're hearing that this morning. Jeremy Wilson from Jazz Biographies talked about Butterfield is being recognized for his pure, broad tone and masterful phrasing. As a result, was often featured on trumpet solos. Well, I have to agree with all of that. And I think Butterfield was one of the great trumpeters and very versatile. I can't think of an environment in which he wasn't excellent, as we're hearing this morning. We're going to go to 1959 now, to one of a recording that he made for the sessions organized by Eddie Condon for Columbia. And this is a later group led by Billy Butterfield. This is past the time of the big band that he led. And it was actually recorded in Washington, D.C. in March of 1959. And it's a recording of a number written by Maceo Pinkard, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Then we're going to follow that up with Billy Butterfield appearing on two records, two recordings with female vocalists. We will hear him first with Billie Holiday from 1947. The orchestra is actually led by Bob Haggart, but Billie is providing the trumpet, and the other Billie Holiday is providing the vocal on Deep Song. Then we'll hear one of the classic Butterfield recordings, made with Margaret Whiting, a vocalist who unfortunately left us recently. She died after a long and wonderful career as one of the great vocalists, starting in the 40s, actually. This is from 1954, and Billy Butterfield provides the trumpet on Moonlight in Vermont. We'll start with Billy and his orchestra, his small group, rather. I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Thank you.
the lonely shadow hounding me. It's always there, just out of sight, like a frightening dream on a lightning night. Lonely wind cries out my name, sad as haunted music in the rain. It's born of grief and born of woe, but I hear it call and I've got to go. To lick my heart once more. Love lives in a lonely land where there's no helping hand to understand why does it bring this ache to me. Why? It don't matter why. I only know misery has to be part of me. Never. Partner of that heaven up above. Never hope to understand love is a barren land, a lonely land.
Thank you.
and moonlight in Vermont.
Moonlight in Vermont, with the lovely tones of Margaret Whiting and the equally lovely tones of Billy Butterfield accompanying her on the trumpet. And I believe it might have been with the Les Brown Orchestra, I'm not sure. In 1947, he recorded with Billie Holiday the number Deep Song. So we hear the two Billies on that one. Beautifully poignant piece. Started out with Billy Butterfield and Friends from 1959 with I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Well, we're getting closer to the end of this morning's special on trumpeter Billy Butterfield. I hope you've been enjoying the music of this master of the horn. Wonderful tone and very flexible in his style. I think I probably prefer him on the ballads. Oh, God, he's so good on the hot jazz, too. You really can't tell the difference. Wonderful, wonderful talent. We're going to now go to 1946, 1947 for some numbers that he recorded with his big band. I found them recently on a CD called Pandora's Box. And he recorded a number, about 20 or so, or at least on this collection, they've taken 20 from the recordings he made then. Some of the standards, some of lesser known songs. So I think we have time for, I've got four lined up here, and I think we've probably got time for all of them. So this is Billy Butterfield with his orchestra. He did spend most of his later career in recording work, a lot of it with smaller groups. He played with Eddie Condon, as we've heard, and in the late 1960s, he joined former Bobcats Yank Lawson and Bob Haggart as a member of the world's greatest jazz band. And he also recorded some albums for Columbia as well. He continued to perform into the 1980s, across the U.S. and across the world. Billy Butterfield left us in March of 1988. He was living and died at North Palm Beach in Florida. Well, as I mentioned, we have some songs that he recorded with his orchestra in the late 1940s. And we've got four coming up. I think we'll get to them all. We'll start with A Ghost of a Chance, written by Victor Young, Bing Crosby, and Ned Washington. Then we'll go on to the Duke Ellington number, Sophisticated Lady. After that, What Is There to Say, written by Vernon Duke with lyrics by Yip Harburg. And I think our concluding number for this morning is going to be the Kern and Hammerstein standard, The Song Is You. Four numbers featuring Billy Butterfield on trumpet, along with his orchestra from the late 1940s.
Thank you.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.